You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for today. Dear Dr. Burton, in your podcast a few weeks ago, you promised to address the issue of whether a person really goes to heaven when they die. Do they? Well, you know, it is a common belief among Christians and Jews and many other religions that a person does go to heaven when they die, but when I ask the question, where does it come from? Well, the first semblances of this teaching we find in ancient Egyptian religion, where it was believed that when a person died, they went back up to be with certain planets. And of course, when we look at Greek mythology, we see that this was a major belief among the Greeks, primarily when we look at the writings of Plato in his book, The Phaedrus. He spoke of the way in which a soul is immortal and continues to live even after death. And we find that even God's people, the Jews, were influenced by this teaching through their association with the Babylonians, Persians, and the Greeks. And there are some, you know, Christians who hold on to this, who see some biblical evidence and often cite such texts as the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16, or when Paul in the Corinthian letter says he's absent from the body and present with the Lord. At least he says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. However, when we look at the preponderance of biblical evidence, we find that at the end of life, a person dies. And basically, that's what death is. It's a cessation of life. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 lets us know in no uncertain terms that the wages of sin is death. And Ezekiel 18:4 says, the soul that sins shall die. So, I mean, when a person ends life, that person enters into the realm of death. So again, let's take a look at what the Bible says about death, what death is, what happens after death. Well, the Bible says a person returns to the dust. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 20 says, all go unto one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. In Job 34, verse 15, all flesh shall perish together, and a human shall return again unto dust. In fact, there are 16 texts that specify that when a person dies, they return to the dust. In fact, the Bible uses a very unique term to refer to death, and that term is sleep. There are no less than 63 texts that refer to death as a sleep. 1 Kings 2:10, we read of David sleeping with the fathers and being buried in the city of David. And Acts chapter 2, Peter again reiterates the fact that David is sleeping. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51, Paul says, behold, I show you a mystery. Of course, he's speaking about the second coming. He says, we shall not all sleep. So he sees death again as sleep. 63 texts. And then there are other texts that speak of the fact that when a person dies, they have absolutely no consciousness. Because I'm sure there's some people saying, well, when you sleep, you know, you dream. Well, sleep is basically just a metaphor for death. And again, when we look at the Bible, Psalm chapter 6, verse 5, for in death there is no remembrance of thee, in the grave who shall give you thanks? Also Psalm 115, 17, the dead don't praise the Lord, and neither any that go down into silence, or those who say, well, our loved ones are up in heaven playing harps. The Bible is clear, the dead do not praise the Lord. And of course, Ecclesiastes 9, verses 5 through 6, some things are living, nor one thing is that we shall all die, but dead people know nothing, got no reward. It says the memory of them is forgotten, their love, their hatred, their envy, all perished. They have no portion under anything that is done under the sun. That's Ecclesiastes 9, 5 through 6 again. And so we see that the Bible is clear that when a person dies, that person returns to the dust, and that person is in a state of sleep, a deep unconsciousness, where they have absolutely no knowledge of anything that has taken place in the world. Now, when we look at the biblical teaching, we see that people who pass from life into death stay that way for a season. John chapter 5, verses 25 through 29, Jesus and speaking to his followers says, you know, the time's going to come when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. But what's interesting, the dead who hear his voice are in two different categories. It says there are those who have done good, and they'll be brought up in the resurrection of eternal life, and those who have practiced evil, and they'll be brought up in the resurrection of condemnation. In fact, this whole concept of the two resurrections we also see in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 20, verse 6, speaks of the resurrection of life when those whose names are recorded in the book of life will be raised to live forever. And of course, in Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15, we see this whole resurrection of damnation when those who are raised at the end of time will be raised to die forever. And so basically, in response to the question, what happens to a person when they die? No, they don't go straight to heaven. They go in the grave. Their bodies decompose. But at the end of time, the Son of God miraculously calls them all to life, somehow rewarded with eternal life, and others are rewarded with eternal death. I hope this helps. And please keep the questions coming in. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.